Hey, Erica, this is John Kyle with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Not bad. How are you?
Real good. I appreciate you taking the time and taking this call here. So I did get some really good notes here from Victor. So from what I gather, you and your partner run the business. So just to be clear, I'm not going to be like putting you on the spot to make any flash decisions today. You know, and I just hope you're okay with that. I understand that, you know, it's important to make sure that you guys work as a tandem for any decision making. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about the business. Like, when did you guys start up?
April.
April. Okay. All right. So, and then since you started in April, now what are you guys currently doing to, I guess, focus on marketing wise? Because I see the website, you clearly built that out. So now, I guess, are you doing things to promote it online, or is it mainly word of mouth promotion, or what are you doing?
We do local service ads. We pay for Google ads. We have Networks, which is a lead company. We work with AngieList. We have Yelp, Nextdoor, and then we're trying to get more referrals and then do more sales with commercial companies.
Okay, so you're doing a lot of investment of all this. So I guess out of curiosity, like, are you managing this all on your own, or do you have someone hired that's managing it for you?
We have somebody that manages our Google ads.
Okay, and what about everything else that you just mentioned?
Well, everything else doesn't really require any management because the companies, they just send you leads and you call them.
Well, you said you do LSA, right? So that's the same company who's doing the Google ads. They do the LSA too?
No, actually, nobody manages LSA. We started that, and we're just kind of seeing how it goes. But the LSA, there's not really a whole much you can do other than just change some of the keywords or change the budget.
Right. I see what you're saying. No worries. So you're doing that, and then you have someone else managing Google, and then you're managing everything else that you're doing on your end, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How's that going? Like, I mean, it sounds like a lot of cooks in the kitchen, so to speak.
Well, once we've gotten everything set up, it's fine. But we want to obviously get more leads. And we're just kind of trying to figure out how to do that.
Yeah, I mean, just
fine. Just
okay. Because the only thing I didn't hear out of all the things you mentioned, are you running like any social media, like Facebook ads or anything like that?
No, we do have a Facebook, but we haven't gotten around to Facebook ads.
Okay, because I'm just trying to, you know, and to be fair to you, I'm just trying to identify where we add value, right? Like, at the end of the day, yeah, we have a lot of expertise on Google. You know, that's the crux of our business. But if you're happy with everything that you're doing on Google, who am I to say, hey, like, stop using the guys that you like and, you know, take a chance with us? Because, I mean, you don't know us from anyone, right? Like, at the end of the day, if you're happy with what you're doing, why am I trying to stop you? But the other thing that we do is obviously the Facebook side of things, because that tends to work really well for your focal point. I mean, you already have 138 reviews in just a handful of months. So this all populated within the last couple of months since you've started on Google?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. And so, and then your home base is out of Brentwood, is that right?
Yes, correct.
So where are you running ads right now with the actual sponsored listings?
We are, like, for Google?
Yeah.
We have the guy that manages it, he runs a junk removal company, and so we just let him do it, and he is running ads, like, primarily in the East Bay.
Right. And so
probably about like a 20-mile area.
Okay. I do see something that there's a gap. Do you not have your listings optimized?
Well, the optimization, according to him, he said not to worry about it. I don't know what exactly that means. I know that ours is low, but I don't know what listing optimization does. We only have $100 a day going towards it, but that seems to be like enough to get a couple calls.
So to be fair, you have $100 a day going towards it, which is a huge investment, but look at your value of your profile. Like, you having 138 five-star reviews, essentially, why the heck are you not doing the map listing optimization or whoever's doing that for you? Because at the end of the day, like, that would help you mitigate some of these $100 a day costs. I mean, just to give you round numbers so you understand what we do a month-to-month program. It's a flat rate to optimize you to the first page. I can't even find, I just did junk removal Brentwood. You're not listed anywhere on the first 60 listings. That's what's curious. You know, is the only thing that raises my eyebrow now is like, okay, so you're not doing SEO. You're just doing paying for leads and paying for clicks as well. Right.
Well, I guess we don't understand too much about how Google My Business works. We were just, I have a friend that was like, well, the more reviews you have, the better it is. And then, but yeah, we haven't done anything with our Google My Business.
Okay. So at the end of the day, like, that's where we would assist and hopefully wean you off Google Ads. I mean, spending $3,000 a month on Google Ads, it's not cheap, right? I mean, to be fair. And so, you're in a position of strength here, and here's why. 138 five-star reviews, I mean, you're low-hanging fruit for us. We should be able to get you, if not the very first map listing, one of the top few of the map listings, which means that you're literally one or two listings down from the sponsored listings, and now, because you have your budget set at $100 a day, when your budget expires during that day, right, you don't even exist now, right? On the standard search result. So if we just optimize that, then you're at least going to have a dual listing when your Google Ads are running. And again, we can touch your Google Ads if you want us to manage it. But again, I don't want to break up friendships. If you have your friend doing it, that's okay too. We don't have to deal with that. Our main crux is search engine optimization. So that way, we have about 10,000 clients nationwide. This is all we do. We just get you to the top of the map listings because we know small businesses, $3,000 a month is nothing to sneeze at. We do it for $300 a month.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And at the very least, that'll put you in a position where you'll start getting calls that didn't rely on a PPC campaign from Google.
Hey, can I pull Dewey in real quick, my partner?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, hang on. He didn't answer. Hang on, let me call him back. You still there?
Oh. Yeah, I'm still here.
You still? Okay, hang on. What was your name again?
John Kyle, or John. It's fine.
Okay, John, thanks.
All right. Well, maybe he'll call me back, but I don't know why he's not answering.
No worries. Again, I wasn't expecting you to decide on the spot on things. So, yeah, I'm just trying
to hear. I wanted him to hear this, so I didn't have to relay it to him because he's already,
you're good.
I didn't know what he's going to say.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds like it's something like, why the heck are we not doing this along with the Google ads? But
it would be the opposite of that. I would have to convince him.
Oh, no worries. And that's okay if he says no. Again, I'm just, the only reason why I'm bringing this up is just that, you know, you want to make sure that you have multiple irons in the fire on Google's side, right? Because the only challenge that's one thing what I'm seeing is I looked up junk removal, debris removal, Brentwood, California. Nothing is showing up in simple keyword searches that people would be looking for, right? For your business. So it seems like that your investment in Google Ads, and don't get me wrong, and it's not a bad investment, it's just a little backwards from what most people do when they start. They don't normally jump into the high-dollar stuff. They usually do the basic stuff. You guys did the high-dollar stuff first, and as a result, you're just not benefiting from the basic stuff, which you definitely can be, and here's why I say that. The top listing on junk removal that doesn't pay per click in Brentwood, just to give you an idea, is North State Hauling, and they have 274 reviews, 5-star. The second listing is Head Out Hauling, 58 reviews, 5-star. The third listing, 27 reviews, 5-star. So the fact of the matter is that you're not in the top three is not lining up with your reputation so far that you've built out with 138 5-star, if that makes sense.
Okay, and you guys, and how would you help us with that?
So now you're asking the salesperson, how does the programming team do it? I really don't know all the details of it, but I do know that we have a bare minimum success rate on Google. In order to maintain our status with Google as a premier channel partner, we have to have a bare minimum success rate of 3 out of 4 nationwide of getting people on the first page of listings when we optimize with them. So we invest about tens of thousands of dollars every month with Google on behalf of our clients because of how many clients we have nationwide. So the short version of the story basically is, while I don't know the specifics of all the different programming things they do on the back end of either your website or your Google Business Profile, I do know that, again, we have to push you there in order for us to maintain our status with Google. And the other thing that I do know is that we work with a lot of clients who have no presence on Google whatsoever when we start with them, and we still accomplish this first page placement within 30 to 45 days. So it's a very common practice that we do to get people on the first page. And don't get me wrong, it's not to put you in a position to stop your Google ads altogether. It's really just to give you that second layer of supplement on Google so you don't rely just on pay-per-click. Because if they click on your, you know how it is, if they click on your organic listing, you're not paying anything for the click. Whereas on the sponsor listing is.
We don't get any calls for Google My Business. And so it kind of makes sense what you're saying. And we're talking about all the time how we can reduce our spend. And
even if we trimmed your spend by that 300 in the first month just to see how it goes, right? And then if you see your volume, because we're going to provide you tracking and analytics of everything we do, if you see that volume is being impacted positively by just having your listing there present, right? It's not even present right now, but not only present but also optimized to the top. Once we start doing that, you're going to see yourself someone who has the top organic listing, right? The map listing. If you're in the top three or so in the map listing, the need to invest $100 a day in Google ads is not as relevant to you in your immediate home base. So I know that you do service, looks like from San Jose all the way up to like Pittsburgh and getting close to Stockton. So you have a really wide service area. Is that right?
We don't really want to go to San Jose. We do get.
Oh, it was just on the map. It's on your map, on your profile that shows you servicing San Jose.
Google My Business Profile?
Yeah, it shows like a little box around your service area. It includes San Jose, Fremont, and so forth.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you sharing that. And we do get calls out there sometimes, so we probably want to trim that down.
I mean, I used to go to school up in Cal, so I know exactly, like, getting to San Jose, that's like 2 hours. Like, it doesn't make sense for a truck to get out there.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Nice, dude. What are you, a genius?
I was a physics major. I wanted to be an astronaut. This is a long time ago, brother. I'm 41. I just sound young. But
41 is not old.
41. It feels old to me.
I know. 41's not old. Hang on. Dewey's calling me. I wanted to get you in on this.
All right.
I'm a Zins. Dude.
Hey, dude. Sorry that there's no Zins left.
No, I got Zinned up, dude, at the gas station. I'm good. I can keep my addiction flowing.
Okay. John? It's John, right?
Yeah. Hey, Eric and Dewey, right?
Yeah. John was just telling us how he's 41 and he's old. But Dewey, how old are you?
41. Well, I'll be 41 in, like, 12 days.
See, I'm a whole year older than him, Eric. See, that's so out of bounds, you know what I mean? He's still 40.
So
I was 41, you know?
So, John went to Cal Berkeley, and now he's going to help us get rich, potentially. So, John, just go into a little bit about what you found from doing your search and about.
I'll start a little bit from the beginning. So basically, Dewey, we here at Local Slash, we're based out of Found Valley, California. We have about 10,000 clients nationwide, and all we do is optimize listings. So that way you don't have to pay per click with Google, not as much as the volume you're doing right now anyway, for sure, right? And unless you want to, like, spread out your service area. But if you're trying to focus on, like, Brentwood and surrounding area, like, if you're just doing all of that area of the, you know, kind of Northeast Bay, that's where we would help focus for your listing. Because right now, when I look at junk removal in Brentwood, your exact home base city, you guys don't even show up unless you are running a PPC ad right now with Google. You don't have a generic listing. Did you know that, Dewey, on that end?
What do you mean by a generic listing? Like, our Google My Business page doesn't pop up unless we pay for it to pop up?
So basically, you're on a Google pay-per-click campaign where you have sponsored listings that will show up above the map listings. But what most businesses have is a map listing as well. So the moment your budget is depleted, you'll still have your map listing presence that is static all month long. So right now, the way that you're set up is, if I look at Junk Removal Brentwood, California, if you're already done with your PPC campaign for the day, I don't see you. You're like non-existent in that area, right? And so that's what we were talking about with Eric, is that we do a month-to-month program. You guys went backwards in that you invested very heavily from the start and on the Google pay-per-click side. And as a result, there's no optimization of your map listing side. So, like, for example, when someone is doing a sponsored listing plus map listing, you'll see they'll have a sandwich of leads that are, or have listings that are near the top of the map, and then that sponsored listing above the map. So those two exist simultaneously. In your case, you only have the sponsored listing and no organic listing, so much so that even with 138 five-star reviews, like I said, it's not even present. It's not like you're near the bottom of the list. You're just not even there. Right, so that's what we would do to optimize, is we make sure that your listing exists there and persists there, because someone with 138 five-star reviews, you should be getting a lot more calls that aren't related to pay-per-click leads, that are just people seeing how strong your presence is in your area and say, hey, I saw your review count. Can you, you know, help me out with this stuff in my yard or whatever it is you guys focus on?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. So how do you optimize it? What do you do?
So, again, that's the same thing I was telling Eric. I'm a good salesperson what we do. I will name drop the things that we do without knowing exactly what that means. So, basically, if you want us to optimize from your website side, we can do that as well. And what we do is we would help you rebuild a website. If you're happy with the website, that's okay. But if you're not happy with the website and you want us to rebuild it, we can do that too. It's part of the service. The other thing that we do on, and then we would work on the like schema markup and knowledge graph on your website itself to make sure that those things are triggering the right things on Google's end. But then more importantly on Google's side, because we're a premier channel partner, a lot of times it is a part of who you know, not just what you know, but we invest tens of thousands with them each and every month. So as a result of that, we know exactly because they train us on how to navigate their algorithm to make sure that when we optimize you to the top, you know, you should very confidently expect yourselves to show up on the first page of these map listings within 30 to 45 days. And at that point, you're going to hopefully get a lot of traffic that's just from those map listings to, so that way you can start whittling down your Google Ads investment.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. Yeah, I mean, Eric and I have been on a sprint to kind of stand things up, and so, you know, you can artificially do that with money.
and you've done a great job of that so far, though. That's what I'm saying. You guys are the opposite of our standard client. Our standard client that we push to the first page has nothing on Google. They don't have a profile. They don't have any reviews, and we still get them to the first page within 30 to 45 days. So I was telling Eric, you guys are like low-hanging fruit. It's 138 five-star reviews. I mean, we're just like, this is going to be the easiest person ever to promote. You know, that's basically what we do. Because if you look at the listings and the maps, the top three listings, one has like 250 five-star reviews, but the next two is like, one's like 49 and the other one's like 27. So even to push you the top three of listings, that's very conceivable within that first month.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how familiar you are with the area, and that's fine if you don't know all these cities. I know you're down in Fountain Valley, or maybe are just a remote employee and you don't even live in California. I have no idea. But Brentwood is great to get jobs in, but Brentwood is like 60,000 people in it. And so, we definitely need to, what I've noticed, Eric, is that it doesn't seem like we get a lot of calls from like San Ramon and Dublin. Eric, have you noticed that? I've noticed like Livermore and Pleasanton have been picking up, but San Ramon and Dublin have been a lot lighter than Livermore and Pleasanton.
Yeah, I agree. We don't get a ton of San Ramon jobs.
Yeah, so I mean, there are some other cities that I would like to try to make sure that we had some amount of coverage on. And you're right. I mean, we're running like, you know, technically it's multiple campaigns, which is, you know, one of them is it's performed through local service ads. The other is a PPC campaign that we have running with our ads guide. And so once both of those budgets are burned, we fall off, right? Nobody calls us anymore because we don't.
And that's what I was saying with Brentwood and surrounding areas, right? It's not just the city of Brentwood. You're talking about the radius around Brentwood. Like your Brentwood listing should touch Discovery Bay, Oakley, Knightston, Arbor, Bridgehead, Antioch, Bethel Island, you know, areas like that around Brentwood. So that's going to hit more than the 60,000 you're talking about in cities of Brentwood.
We also want to get, like, further away from that because, like, Antioch and Pittsburgh, it's just a bunch of poor people. And Oakley is, like, you know, people that are trying to not be poor. so... Yeah, I mean,
I understand what you're saying. I'm just referring to having that centered so you don't have to run PPC. Because are you running any PPC in those areas I just mentioned?
Yeah, we're covering those zip codes. We don't get a ton of calls from there. Occasionally, Antioch happens more frequently than Pittsburgh. But those, like, definitely are, like, they're typically not our best calls unless, like, a realtor that we know sends us in that
right
direction.
So that way you're not wasting clicks there, though, right? Like, that'd be the important thing is you don't waste clicks there because that's your home base. And then you now single out certain zip codes that you want to work in, like you said, Pleasanton, San Ramon area, Dublin.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, like, how much does it cost? Do we get a break on the price since we're a super low-hanging, easy to work with fruit?
There you go. So it's a month-to-month program, and it's $300 bucks a month to get you optimized in the map listings. And with that, we actually do a second campaign. So it's a simultaneous campaign where, and I didn't even mention this to you, Eric, but we also run Facebook ads at that price point. So at $299 a month, you'll get the optimization service to get you pushed to the top in your local area. And then we run Facebook campaign wherever you want us to. And the reason why we run Facebook campaigns and not just Google campaigns from the jump is, are you familiar with how Facebook ads work, like the actual listings in Facebook?
I'm
okay, so it's $600 a month total, or for $300 a month,
$299
Facebook ads. Okay.
Yeah, we include $100 of Facebook ads, but I was going to just walk through what that means. So it's the boost ads on Facebook, the that show up in people's news feed. Are you familiar with how that works? That's what I was asking.
I've seen Facebook ask me if I want to boost something, and I have zero understanding of what it means. I know
okay,
people
so
said
basically, it's just a lower form of advertising, like what you do on Google right now. So, in terms of cost, so it's about 20 times less expensive per click to run a Facebook ad. But the way the Facebook algorithm works is that it captures search queries on Google and other platforms, so that way later on in the evening, when that person who was looking on Google earlier in the day, your ad will pop up in their newsfeed to give them that kind of second dose of advertising. It's called retargeting advertising, and a lot of our clients like that because, you know, if you're dealing with a customer who didn't decide on the spot, then now you have that second layer of advertising, and now your ad is the only one they see, as opposed to being, you know as well as I do, on sponsored listings with Google. You're in a mix of a bunch of different listings, not just the sponsor, but also the map listing. So people like that singular approach of Facebook ads. And again, the main reason, though, is the cost. That $100 we throw at them in the first month, it goes a lot further than you think. And then you'd get that same $100 each and every month moving forward at that same exact price point of the all-inclusive $299 a month. So all of those things are factored in to the $299 a month. Like I said, we're normally dealing with small businesses like yourself that don't have this type of budget appetite that you guys have. Your marketing appetite is huge compared to most of our clients.
Yeah, well, we're trying to build a giant business, and so
yeah. So now just leverage your actual strength, right? Like you need to leverage your listing strength now, and just get it like posted everywhere you can. And we'll definitely make sure that Google knows what your service area is. We'll get that shored up too, because right now your service area shows you being willing to take jobs in San Jose, and according to Eric, you're not wanting to drive that far. So we'd make sure to kind of get that cleaned up too.
Well, so Eric, here's like number one, like we need to talk to Josh about this, Eric.
Yeah.
Because Josh rotates San Jose in and out of our service area. I don't know why, but he does, and he has a reason why he does that. And so I don't really want someone in there that would adjust something that Josh put in there, because it's going to start screwing around with what he's doing.
But does Josh have any access to our Google My Business?
I don't know. But I know that Josh put San Jose in there.
But that's a completely different thing, though.
Is it separate?
Oh, yeah. He doesn't do anything with our Google My Business. If he is doing something with it, he's not doing a very good job.
Okay. How is San Jose in there? Did we put that in there?
I think yes. So anything on Google My Business was done on our end.
Okay.
So I don't know when I created all of that, but I must have, I don't know.
It's all right. That's okay. It's when you guys started, right? When you guys first put yourself on Google, so it happens. You probably were brainstorming servicing San Jose.
Yeah, maybe. How do we change that? Or you would change that?
Yeah, that's something that we can do. I mean, we can guide you on that, but that's that's basically the whole core of what we do, is we help people have the best profile on Google, you know, and also push it to the top, obviously, make sure everything's cleaned up properly.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it sounds, as long as it doesn't, what was your name again, John?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I didn't want to fuck up your name. Excuse my language.
You're good.
But since you're not a customer.
You're good, man.
That's
all right.
Yeah, just as long
you
as
know, when we're 40, whatever we want on the phone, it's not a problem.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't fuck around with what Josh is doing, I mean, Eric, I mean, we can...
Yeah, we won't touch your Google ads. So that's the thing. The cool thing with Google, you have different CIDs, right? So you will have a different account ID for your Google profile listing, but you have a different format set up for Google Ads that we're not touching.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I mean, it sounds good to me. Can you email something to Eric and myself about your company and what you do, like a one pager or whatever kind of information you send over?
Absolutely. What's a good email for you guys?
So his is Eric@junktrivalley.com and mine is Dewey@junktrivalley.com. It's Dewey.
All right, give me about 2 seconds here. I'll get that out to you there.
And John, you said that you send us like reports to show us like the progress you're making, and
you have real time analytics. But thanks for asking that. So you have real-time analytics of click-throughs, impressions, keyword, results as far as like how effective each keyword you choose are, and then also calls as well. So if we're running ads for you, we usually set up a tracking number, so that way it'll be separated from your Google ads. So you'll see on your Google listing, not your sponsored ads, but your regular listing, if that has a slightly different number, you'll be able to see what type of calls you're getting from your generic listing versus what calls you're getting from your sponsored listing. So it really helps you kind of differentiate and understand and hold us accountable for what performance we say we're providing.
Yeah, we have a CallRail account, and so our GMB number is different. And so I don't know if that would affect anything that you were just talking about.
It might be the same exact thing. I mean, it seems like you guys are already doing analytics on your end as well. It's just, it helps for us on our dashboard just to show you and record the volume of calls coming in.
Okay. And then it's...
So you have... Go ahead.
$299 a month. Is there a setup fee?
There is a one-time setup fee of $99.
Can you waive that if we move forward quickly?
I mean, you guys are better at sales than me. I guess I can. Sure. you're spending $3,000 a month with just Google Ads. You're like, hey, can you waive the $99? Sure. Sure. I mean, at the end of the day, closed mouths don't get fed. So, fair enough.
All right,
are we working on your website or no?
Is there additional cost involved in that? So here's the thing.
Well, that 99 will go back into place.
Here's the thing about our website, John. So there's a relatively good chance that Eric and I are going to rebrand the name of the company relatively soon. And so making an investment into a website that we're probably going to dissolve the next few months, I don't know how much sense that makes. I mean, Eric, you can feel free to chime in here if you disagree with me. I'm open to having my mind changed.
No, I agree. I'm just curious, like, what you would do to, like, with our website, and the cost would be, you said $99. Would it be $99 one time? And then
that setup fee has to exist if we're doing the website. If we're not doing the website, I can waive it, like you asked.
Yeah, and what are you going to do with our website to improve? I mean, there's plenty to do with
it. Check it out. So I sent you a sample one on text, and you can share that with Dewey as well. So basically, The only thing I see that's a challenge with your website right now is it's not cell phone friendly. As you know, when people are scrolling through websites, they usually don't like to scroll back up and down to find phone numbers. So what a lot of people will do, and that's why I sent you the website, Eric, so you can see just a model of it. We would have your logo and a click-to-call button stay as a sticky header or, like, just staying stagnant at the top of the page at all times,
mm-hmm.
as well as on the mm-hmm. bottom of the page as well, just to make it easier for your clients to just press a button to call you. Because as you – if you look at your website, when I scroll through it, everything scrolls together, right? There's nothing that stays there. You'd want that to stay there if you did any – and you could do that on your website without our help at all and just – program them that in, that area where it says junk patrol and then book here. Just keep that, like, stuck there at all times. That's the main thing I'd say as far as the website side. I know we do other things on the actual code that helps optimize with Google, but, again, that's beyond my realm of, like, full understanding. I'm a sales guy, not the coding expert.
No, we get it.
I used to sell software, so I get it.
Well, you get it more than I do,
John.
Yeah,
you've done well for yourself because I've gotten like 4 of these calls today, and you're the only one I've talked to that I've been interested to hear more. So, congratulations.
Well, that's what happens when you major in physics in Berkeley and then become a salesperson. Sometimes you can approach it with a little bit more intellectual integrity, right?
Oh, smokes, man! No kidding. How do you go from physics to sales?
Because I wanted to be an astronaut, and say that again. What did you say about Livermore?
Shouldn't you be making some bombs in Livermore because they have the Livermore?
That was part of it. I mean, I did a couple runs there when we were doing like a field training and they basically like lead you out on the grounds of the base there. And you'd have to find your way back to the base. It was pretty interesting. It was like they blindfold you and you just have to use your awareness and like map reading skills and elevation reading skills to figure out where you were. So anyway, long story short, that was fun. But most of the time, I wanted to be an astronaut. And when they told me that my vision wasn't good enough, even though my test results were great, then I just exited stage right. I'm like, if I can't fly a plane even, there's no point in being in the Air Force. Anyway, so, and then I decided I didn't want to be a scientist the rest of my life. So, you stumble and you realize that you can sell stuff and people like listening to people who know what they're talking about. So it works out well.
How long have you been selling this service?
What's that?
How long have you been selling this service?
About 5 months right now. I actually run my own solar company in Southern California. And if you know anything about the industry has really taken a huge dive because of some laws that have changed, for solar people. So I was using this company actually to run, solar ads for me. And I like what they're doing and just, got acquainted with the management. They're just like, hey, do you want to work with us too? But sure, I can do this as a day job. Not a problem.
Oh, interesting. Was it the NEM or something? NEM 2.0 or?
Yeah, like basically, like people who have solar panels are now getting like 1/3 of the value that they were getting before when they produce energy. So it was just a good way for the utilities to still make money off of solar customers because that now it used to be a 1-to-1 like unit per unit. If you produce units per PG&E, then you take a unit back, then that lines up perfectly. But now a solar customer has to produce 3 units of energy for every 1 that they take from the grid to even out. It was really sneaky on PG&E's part. Yeah. Anyway, neither here nor there, but for you guys, I sent you the email and everything that you need there. What else do you need from me to kind of help you guys mull this over?
I think that's it. Eric and I just need to have a conversation. I mean, I was driving a dump truck down a country road when I took this call, so I wasn't really thinking about Google optimization at the moment, so Eric and I just need to chat about it.
No worries. That makes sense. Yeah. And then what I'll do is, I'm going to send you the Facebook ad sample so you see exactly what we're talking about as far as what type of Facebook boost ads we're referring to as the ad copies that we make for you guys as well. Okay. I'll get that out to you right now.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah, that would be great.
But thanks, John.
Other
we're
than
gonna
that,
chat,
yeah.
chat about this.
Yeah, and you have my information. Again, I don't do the arm twisting here, but just to be fair to you, did you want me to pencil in a follow-up at all this week, or what did you want me to do?
John, you can follow up with me this week if you'd like. I'll reach out to you if I don't hear from you before that.
Okay. Well, you have my direct phone number there. You can shoot me a text reply, and that'll get a hold of me, and then I'll call you back from this number, the 925 number, or the other way, of course, is just calling in the 877 number and getting connected to me, okay?
Is there any way you can stop the telemarketing calls from happening anymore now that you've gotten a live one?
So how it works is they may increase. Unfortunately, when you start showing up on results a lot, sometimes the telemarketing calls grow. They don't shrink. One of the catch-22s of being an effective business. They're going to see that you have a lot of reviews. They're going to see that you're a strong company, and then they're going to try to steal you away from Local Splash, for example. We get that all the time where people will pretend they're Local Splash and or bash us and say, oh, yeah, they suck at what they do, even if you're happy with what you get from us.
Awesome. Okay, well, this looks good. I'm going to chat with Dewey, and then we'll be in touch, cool. Okay?
All right, sounds good, guys. Have a good one now. Drive safe, Dewey.
All right.
Yeah. Bye-bye.